And one of the great players of the resonophonic guitar from, I believe this is probably now about 1971, his debut for the then independent label Tacoma. It's just simply titled Dobro, the legendary, or as his bandmates called him, Larry the Legend, Mike Aldridge, and his debut for the Tacoma label from 71, covering the Jimmy Driftwood classic, the Tennessee Stud. Some great lead guitar work there, also from David Bromberg at that time. And it got me to thinking this week. There was a really nice cover article in this month's Bluegrass Unlimited on the Dobro player Rob Ikes, who we'll be hearing from in just a moment. But he talked about Mike Aldridge and how he was such a big influence on him, as well as the gentleman before Mike, Uncle Josh from Flat and Scruggs, Josh Graves. How they certainly pushed the envelope and made the instrument bigger, in the sense of they were looking for other songs. In this particular case, Tennessee Stud really fits with the genre, but Mike Aldridge took the Dobro in different directions, and kind of even more of a pop flavor in some cases. If you look at some of his later records, he covers, say, Killing Me Softly with his song, which is a great, probably a great Dobro cover. But got me to thinking about Mike and his playing, and wanted to revisit this record today. My name is Tom Ball, by the way. Homespun is the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. Don't be alarmed if you think you normally hear me at 4 o'clock. You would normally hear me at 4 o'clock, but as of today, we have made a program change, and I am now in the 3 o'clock hour, so I'll bookmark that on your calendar of events each Sunday. We are here from 3 to 4 now instead of 4 to 5. Wait, don't tell me. We'll be following this broadcast at 4 o'clock, and of course, All Things Considered comes up at 5. So don't be alarmed. There's been no time change yet. We are just making some programmatic changes here at WCMU. You can go check out all that information, of course, at WCMU.org. I have a lot of great music pulled up here on the broadcast. We hope you can stay close.
Kill poor Laurie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Trouble is trouble rolling through my breast. As long as I'm a living boy, ain't it gonna let me rest. I know they're gonna hang me tomorrow, I'll be dead. There would never even harm a hair of poor little Laurie's head. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Laurie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. One more than reckon where I'll be. If it weren't for Sheriff Grayson, I'd be in Tennessee. You can take down my old violin and play it all you please. For at this time, the Marble Boys, it'd be no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Lloyd Foster, and you know you're bound to die.
Running low on cash, they ran out of gas just outside of Abilene. So Billy got a job down at Brown's Feed Lot, punching cattle for the room and board. He worked day and night, but he was never too tired to do the one thing they could afford. So 9 months went by and Sweet Mary cried when the first of four was born. They've got a 5-year plan towards a little piece of land and a start to a pretty good life. A love that's bigger than the West Texas sky. They got a long, hard road, but they both know that all they'll ever need is a whole lot of faith, a few good breaks, and a couple of dime store rings. And a banknote to pay on a little 3-bedroom house. Went from diapers changed to football games and then college and wedding vows. Years flew by and Sweet Mary cried and their youngest son moved out. They've got a retirement plan, a little piece of land on their way to the easy life. A love that's bigger than the West Texas sky. Now they're back on their own, but they both know that all they'll ever need is a whole lot of faith, a few good breaks, and a couple of dime store rings. I went home from Tennessee the day Mom passed away. All of us kids together again, Lord, how time slips away. With tears in our eyes, we all just smiled when Daddy got up to say, I've had a chance to be dead on a little piece of land in 50 years with the love of my life. And soon I'll meet her in that West Texas sky. Breaks and a couple of dime store rings. Mary married her high school love the summer she turned 18. They rode out of town with the windows down, wearing a couple of dime store rings.
This is WCMU Public Radio, a service of Central Michigan University.
About 3 miles from the Bentail Yard at the reverse curve on down. Not far south from the town depot, Sullivan's shack was found. Back on the higher ground. See him every day walking down the line with an old brown sack across his back and his long hair down behind, speaking his worried mind. It's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia hills, and a tote sack full of ginseng won't pay no travel bill. And I'm too old to ride a rail off on the road alone, but I guess I'll never make it back to home. My buddy wanted a Mississippi Delta home. Stay at the foot of the hill. But next summer things turn right, the companies will pay high. I'll make enough money to pay my bills and bid these mounts goodbye. Then he said with a sigh, it's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia hills, and a cold sack full of ginseng won't pay no travel bills. And I'm too old to ride the rail off on the road alone, but I guess I'll never make it back to home. My buddy wanted a Mississippi Delta home.
The great Tony Rice Unit from his album Manzanita from about 1987. Heard this band covering Norman Blake's Ginseng Sullivan. Great tune that Norman recorded and obviously went on to kind of fill a little bit of that grass role of a modern song sounding old, which is obviously Norman's M.O., I think. He's written some just wonderful songs, and I always love this track, Ginseng Sullivan. Of course, this is Tony, and Ricky Skaggs is on this record. Jerry Douglas was, Sam Bush, Dave Grisman, Todd Phillips. There were some heavyweights on this, and recorded actually in January and February of 1978 in Berkeley, California. So I think this is the CD issue that says 1987, but this was a late 70s record from the Tony Rice Unit. In front of that, we heard from Alison Krauss in Union Station and the title track from her late 90s release, So Long, So Wrong. I always love to hear the angelic sounds of Alison Krauss. She's got a groove. I'm really hoping, I don't know this, I'm hoping she's working on a new bluegrass record. Loved the last record a lot. It was called Windy City, but it was a straight-up country record, and it's just fantastic. But always love to hear what Alison Krauss and Union Station are doing. In front of that, we heard the Lonesome River Band and their album called No Turning Back, and we heard One of the great ballads on here, written by the guitarist and LRB Brandon Rickman, and Charlie Stout. Let me see if the name's kind of small here. Charlie Steffi, I guess it is. Dime Store Rings, great ballad from the Lonesome River Band's No Turning Back. And in front of that, was in a little bit of a dobro jag and heard Rob Ikes covering the old folk classic Tom Dooley from his debut called Hard Times. This was from the late 90s also. He made two or three records, solo records for the Rounder label. Of course, did like a 20-plus year run with the band Blue Highway, and now out gigging pretty regular with Trey Helmsley, and wonderful work that they have been doing. And Mike Aldrich, he got us underway here on the broadcast of Homespun Today with his debut from about 1971 on the Tacoma label, covering the great Jimmy Driftwood classic, The Tennessee Stud.
The woman from Samaria once came to get some water, and there she met a stranger who did a story tell.
Ooh.
He spoke, ooh. She dropped the picture, she drank and was made richer.
Jesus
met a woman at the well. Jesus met a woman at the well. Yeah, Jesus met a woman at the well. And he told her,
told
everything she had done. Woman, 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 hey, 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 woman, woman, where is your husband?
Tell me true love.
Woman, woman, where is your husband? She said,
prophet, oh well, then
you must be the prophet, because you told me everything I had done, that I had done.
Well, I'm running low.
Just running low, trying to make Divine, oh.
and the great gospel sounds of the angelic gospel singers, recording their first recording made in 1947, released in 1949. Group from the Philadelphia area, formed by, you heard their pianist and singer Margaret Allison, forming this group with her sister and two friends who had sung in the local Philadelphia gospel chorus, the gospel or the Spiritual Echoes, and a wonderful recording from them. This appears on a compilation on the Folk Lyric label, which is a division of Arhuli, and it's simply called the Golden Age of Gospel Singing, and it is certainly that. Always great to see independent labels reissuing these recordings, because they tended to be just on 78s, and a lot of them were lost until folks like Chris Strakowitz came and put them out on his Folk Lyric imprint. In front of that, we heard brand new music, though, from the Hayden Triplets. Yes, that name sounds familiar. These are bassist Charlie Hayden's daughters, Petra, Tanya, and Rachel. And they have been making music together off and on for a long time and separately. And they have a brand new album out, just simply called The Family Songbook. And I suspect now know that Charlie and his family, his wife, they really loved that the music of the American heartland, the old country songs, the winsome family harmony singing of the region's folk and country music. And it's heard here today. We heard a track that a gospel related number that I was kind of introduced to by the Monroe brothers, Charlie and Bill. But it's been recorded by lots of other people. They called it "What Would You Exchange for Your Soul?" And they just call it here "What Would You Give?" And they dropped "In Exchange for Your Soul." But the Hayden Triplets Family Songbook. And opened up this set of music with another compilation, which was great. That the Rounder label put out a few years ago. It's simply called Bless My Bones, Memphis Gospel Radio of the 50s. And we heard the Songbirds of the South in two tracks from Bless My Bones. These are, to me, the two, well, they're all standout tracks, but these are the ones that always leap out to me just because of their inspired singing. And they were, you know, from the West Coast, but they did recordings over the WDIA station about 1949, and they had a little 15-minute program there every day sponsored by the Ballard Flower Company. And we heard their opened up with Jesus Met the Woman at the Well, and followed that up by an inspirational 99 and a half Won't Do from the Songbirds of the South. Homespun's the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. There, of course, this is being the month of March. There's lots of music going on, Celtic and otherwise, in the month of March. And a couple of things I wanted to make mention before we got out of the broadcast here today. There are a couple of things that are coming up on Saturday, March the 14th. Over in Midland, it's part of their monthly dance series. The Midland Traditional Dancers they hold their monthly, they're calling it Contra Dance. I'm guessing there maybe will be some squares there also, but it's their monthly dance from 7 to 9:30, and that's at the Midland Community Center on George Street, and all dancers are taught. There's live music there. You can go to facebook.com/Midland Traditional Dancers for more information on that. Also, coming up on Saturday, March the 14th, the next Gopherwood concert is their Made in Michigan fundraiser. They have usually a yearly fundraiser, and it's a great night of local music and silent auction items that help Gopherwood continue to bring musical entertainment to the community up in Cadillac. And there's lots of fun stuff that happens that night. It's usually their series is at the in the third floor of the Cadillac Elks Lodge in downtown Cadillac. And this is part of their 36th year season. Can you hardly believe that? You can go to gopherwoodconcerts.org for more information on that. gopherwoodconcerts.org. It is a 7 p.m. start. So check that information out on the net at gopherwoodconcerts.org. Also coming up on Sunday, March the 15th, the Ensemble Artisan Village up in Grayling presents the Celtic band Blackthorn. They are doing a show up in Grayling. It's a 7 to 9 show on Sunday, March the 15th. And you can get more information on that at artisanvillage.org on the web, artisanvillage.org. So check that out. Lots of great live music. Again, as my friend Robin would say, go see live music. It makes you smarter. Well, I've been kind of scoping out the year 1970, because this being the year 2020, that puts us back into the 50-year-old range, and there were a lot of great records that came out in the year 1970, and I sort of compiled a list of them, and I've been trying to dropping them in, which I will over this coming year of 2020, and two that really jump out to me that were, I think, to be pretty legendary records at the time was a record that came out in February of 1970 and really put James Taylor on the map, and that was his Sweet Baby James release. And, of course, the record that some people say broke up the Beatles, I don't necessarily think that, but he was working on this record even when the Beatles were intact. And that was Paul McCartney's first self-titled record, just called McCartney, released in April of 1970. So I thought we would kind of focus our efforts on those two records and begin. They're just wonderful, both wonderful records in their own way, and begin with Paul McCartney's McCartney record. And I think, again, one of my favorite tracks from this. This is Paul and Every Night.
Every night I just want to go out, get out of my head. Every day I don't want to get up, get out of my bed. Every night I want to play out, and every day I want to do. But tonight I just want to stay in. And be with you. Ooh.
by day, empty and cold, only to say, lo and behold, deep in the night, down in my dreams, glorious sight, this soul has seen. There's a well on the hill you just can't kill for Jesus. There's a well on the hill, let it be. I don't build no heathen temples where the Lord has done laid his hand. Now there's a well on the hill, let it be. Everyone's talking about the gospel story. Some shall sink and some shall rise. Everyone's talking about the train to glory. Long, long time till it gets here to your baby. There's a well on the hill you just can't kill for Jesus. There's a well on the hill, let it be. Don't build no heathen temples where the Lord has done laid a hand. There's a well on a hill, let it be. Sunny sky sleeps in the morning. He doesn't know when to rise. He closes his weary eyes upon the day. Look at him yawning, throwing his morning hours away. He knows how to ease down slowly. Everything is fine in the end, and you will be pleased to know the sunny skies hasn't a friend. Sunny skies weeps in the evening. It doesn't much matter why. I guess he just has to cry from time to time. Everyone's leaving, and sunny skies has to stay behind. Still he knows how to eat down slow. Oh no, everything is fine in the end, and you will be pleased to know the sunny skies hasn't a friend. Sunny skies sleeps in the morning. He doesn't know when to rise. Closes his weary eyes upon the day and throws it all away. Looking at the snow and trees that go outside my window, looking at the things that pass me by, wondering if where I've been is worth the things I've been through. Ending with a friend named Sunny Skies.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you
And from April of 1970, the album, again, as I'm not sure as it was the album that broke up the Beatles, but he certainly retreated after their separation and kind of made his first solo record in his home studio, performing nearly all of the instruments himself. I speak of Paul McCartney's solo record there, McCartney, which we finished out with from 1970. Not coincidentally, the only rocker on the record, which, and there's a song that kind of has lived on from this particular recording called Maybe I'm Amazed. And we opened up with the Sweet Gentle Every Night from Paul McCartney's McCartney. And in between that, another album, which came out in February of 1970, and put James Taylor totally on the map. His follow-up from his Apple debut, which didn't do very well, and James Taylor's Sweet Baby James, and we heard two tracks from that. We heard two of his compositions called Lo and Behold and the kind of the jazzy Sunny Skies. Visiting albums that have been 50 years old, and wanted to touch on a couple of those today, two of my favorites. I hope you enjoyed them here. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun's where you've been this afternoon. I've had a great time hanging out with you, as I always do. Thanks so much for listening in. You take care of yourselves now. Have a good afternoon and a safe week.